Before we get to the fall flu season, there's still a lot of baseball to play, but it can be expensive to watch the boys of summer. At Boston's Fenway Park, even standing room can run $50. The dream seats are over $300, and good luck getting them for face value. Add in parking, programs, and food, and taking a family to Fenway can cost from $300 to thousands of dollars. As part of our series on cheap thrills for the summer, NPR's Tovia Smith takes in a ball game without being taken to the cleaners.
Just close your eyes.
Programs! Get your programs!
Feel the hard stadium seats and sticky floors and grab a hot dog and a cold beer.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, at this time we ask you please rise.
And you are there.
Oh, say, can you see?
Okay, so it's not Sheryl Crow. And if you open your eyes, there's no Green Monster, no Dice K, and no Big Poppy. But it is game on with some 10,000 diehard Sox fans.
This is our Fenway right here, McCoy. Rock on, McCoy Stadium.
Welcome to the minor leagues, a Sox-Yankees showdown. Well, that is, the Yankees farm team from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and the Paw Sox from Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Kathy Gorman splurged on box seats for the big game.
The best $10 you're going to spend right here at McCoy.
Yes, she did say 10. Regular seats are just $6, and kids and seniors like 83-year-old Ethel Kenny pay just 4.
How do you like them apples?
Compared to Fenway, it's peanuts.
We got a full meal for $5.50.
That's a hot dog, chips, and a drink. Even baseball caps that sell at Fenway for $35 are just $23 here.
You don't have to mortgage your house to go to see them professional, what I want to call them, prima donnas, you know what I mean?
Floyd Narcisse bought a neighbor and his grandson prime seats right on the third baseline.
So you guys are down here in the big spender section, right?
Yep.
Instead of some senator or movie star sitting behind home plate, the big shots here are guys like Zane Fitzgerald, an out-of-work sales guy.
I can reach down and touch the players right now, you know what I mean? I can hear what they're talking about when they're on deck circle, you know what I mean? You can't hear that in a Fenway, unless you want to spend $500 on a seat, you know what I mean?
Okay, you get it. Great seats at a great price. But to what? Could McCoy possibly offer the same thrill as, well, the real McCoy? Not to Christine McCormick.
Fenway has the whole mystique. There's not a lot of mystique here. You know, you walk in, Fenway's just Fenway.
This is better than Fenway.
That's Kathy Gorman again.
Exciting? Yes, it's exciting. We got a 3-3 game right now. Oh, no! It's in the air. He missed it. Right through the hands.
In some ways, the farm teams are more exciting to fans like Floyd Narcisse, since every player is on the brink of a chance of a lifetime.
It's like scouting. You say, well, I think this guy's going to make it to the big club, the parent club. Try to see who's going to be the next Kevin Euchre.
Leading off for the Paw Sox, designated hitter Jeff Bailey.
Finally, in the seventh, a sack fly to left. And the Sox are up again by 1. And when Pawtucket finally pulls ahead in the eighth and makes the win, the celebration here is no minor thing.
Awesome game!
Can I get a picture with you?
Yeah.
Oh, mine too!
That may be the best part of this bargain, that fans can get right up close and personal with the players.
Are you Pawtucket Hawks or Yankees?
I'm a Yankee. Sorry.
Even if they have no idea who they're talking to.
Are you a pitcher?
Yep.
Who cares?
They could be like the next Big Poppy or Babe Ruth or...
Talk about a good deal. You get a bargain on a ball game and the thrill of thinking you might have just met the next baseball legend. And you can say you knew him when. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
Disney World is not a destination in our Cheap Thrills series. Later today on All Things Considered, we take a pass on the Magic Kingdom because, hey, the carnival's in town. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.